Did you know this service that we have will become increasingly valuable to you as you press? You want to know the truth about it? If you don't press into the plan of God, if I don't press into the plan of God, I can go to church anywhere. It doesn't really matter. But you began to press into the plan of God, then you need to locate where God has connected you. Because you cannot do the plan of God without those foreordained connections and relationships. And let me just say this to you. You know, don't stay out there by yourself. Don't stay out there by yourself week after week. Did you know there's an anointing that's on the shepherd? Not just on me, on any shepherd. There's an anointing on the shepherd to deal with things that harass you. There's an anointing. You come in here and that devil that's been pestering you and harassing you, there's an anointing on the shepherd to take care of that. Do you ever remember what Jesus said there in Matthew chapter 9? It says he went about the villages. Don't turn there. He went about the villages teaching, preaching, and healing. That's the short version. He went about the villages teaching, preaching, healing. And when he looked out, he saw the multitudes. And he was moved with compassion. Why? Because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. And the word weary there, if you look it up, and some of the margins of your Bible might have a little number one, and you look in your margin, and where it says weary there, it says harassed. Sheep that have gotten away from their shepherd, they're going to get harassed. And they're going to get harassed unnecessarily. So it's good to know. It's good to know where God's connected you. It's good to know where God has put you. It's good to find the place and stay in that place. God doesn't want us weary. He doesn't want us scattered. He doesn't want us harassed week after week. Amen? How many of you know sometimes you can have a rough week? But if you and I will learn how to do this right and tap into the anointing that's on our lives and that's on the shepherd's life, you can come in here discouraged and you'll leave every time encouraged. Amen. This is a supernatural thing that goes on, the shepherd and the sheep relationship. It's not just a Bible lesson. It's a supernatural relationship. Amen. Which will equip you and train you, supply you to run your race and finish your course. Amen? Amen? I'm not the only shepherd in town. This is not the only place in town. What am I saying? Find your place. Get in it. Stick in it. Be faithful to it. And thrive in the plan of God. Amen? Okay, let's go. Everybody say press on. Let's look at another verse of scripture. Luke chapter 9. You guys are listening so well again. Luke chapter 9. You know, friends, I am not to choose my relationships and connections any more than I am to choose my vocation. These are things we pray about. Lord, where do you want me to go? What are the relationships God given in my life? What's my role regarding those relationships? How do you want me to position myself regarding those relationships? We don't just choose those, right? You don't go just find a pastor, right, because you like his tie. Or you don't just go to a church because you think they have the best music in town. I want to take you up a little higher than that. We don't go to church just because it's the one closest to the house. There's something supernatural God's doing in this day. It's a plan that's been prepared before the foundation of the world. And the Bible says that Jesus is the head. He knits together the body. You and I don't knit it together. We just come back to Him. We yield to Him. And He does the knitting. He does the joining. Amen. The plan of God is real. The plans of God are real. Relationships in the plan of God are real. Luke chapter 9. What am I saying? I'm just saying we got to pray about these things. You and I, we're growing up. Amen. We can't operate carnally anymore and just pick and choose. You know, well, I think I want to go over here. I think I want to do this. I think I want to be this. I think I want to live in Africa. I think I want to live in Timbuktu. I think I want to be a doctor. I think I want to join this group. I think I want to go to this church. I think, no. Go back to Him. Why would I want to experiment with my own stupid choices when He's already got it laid out? And what did He say? If you seek Me and search for Me with all your heart, what will you do? You'll find Him. Seek and what? You'll find. Call. I'll answer you. I'll show you great and mighty things you don't know. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 9. I love the plan of God. You know what's beautiful about the plan of God, friends? You don't have to prop it up. You don't have to hold it up. God holds it up. It's a plan that God has built. It's a land that God Himself cares for. You don't have to prop it up. You don't have to hold it up. It's blessed. It's provided for. It's real. It's prepared from before the foundation of the world. And it's ours to discover.